The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
It's summertime and the air is buzzing with flies. I'm Amy Grisak, a garden writer in Great Falls, Montana, and I want to tell you a simple way to use a baggie, water, and shiny pennies to keep the flies out of your home or wherever you don't want them to be. Now, last spring, my stepmother told me a way that she found to keep the flies out of the goat barn. As you can imagine, a goat barn has a lot of flies. But she heard from a friend of hers that if you fill a little baggie of water, about 3/4 or so full of water, and add 4 shiny pennies, then tack that up, preferably at the doorway or windows or where those flies are going to enter the building, that it will disorient the flies, it affects their vision, and it'll keep them away. Now, she did this last year and was really impressed with the results. She said she noticed a difference, that there were definitely less flies in the goat barn. Now, I put it up in our kitchen and dining area because we had the screen door, and of course, 2 boys who can't get that door shut a lot of times. So we tend to get a lot of flies, particularly living in the country. And so I tacked it up. I can't say I noticed a huge difference. We did end up catching some on our little lovely fly strip, but it sure didn't hurt anything to put some of these bags up and try to keep the flies out. Now, another friend of mine this year did put it up in her greenhouse, and she's convinced that it's helping the situation too. And for some reason, it seems like the flies started earlier this season, and so she was really happy to see that she could keep them out of there, so they weren't so much of a nuisance for her. Now, the way you do it, like I said, is very, very simple. Take a baggie, fill it about 3/4 of the way with water, and put 4 shiny pennies in there. Now, there are a lot of variations, of course. Some people insist that you have to use freezer bags. I don't think we did. I think we just used sandwich bags, and I think that's what Maggie, my stepmom, used as well. Some say half full of water, some say 3/4. We put 3/4, and the number of pennies is also up for contention. Some insist that you only need 1. Others say that you have to have an odd number. Maggie used 4, and it seemed to work fine for her. So depends on nothing. I don't think it really, really matters, that you can use as many as you want. And then on the flip side, there are also people who say that you don't even need pennies at all, that you just tear up little bits of aluminum foil and float it in the water. So in that case, you might want to fill the baggie only halfway up with water and float the bits of aluminum, and it has the same effect. So whatever you decide to do, it's not going to cost anything. It's completely non-toxic, and it's definitely worth a shot. So give it a try, and hopefully you'll be able to keep some of those flies out of the house, out of your patio, or out of wherever you don't want them to be.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planter's Place podcast.